This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of insights into research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso to celebrate the 100th birthday of that institution. Today we're talking to Professor Craig Tweedy. He's from the Systems Ecology Laboratory. You might well ask, what is that? Craig, what is that? What do you do?
Well, we study, I guess, how ecosystems tick. So we're interested in what controls the way ecosystems function, how they structure, and how ecosystems interface with the atmosphere, with the soil, and other components.
It's a pretty wide open area, right?
Yeah, pretty much anything that's got to do with ecology, biogeosciences, things like that. We sort of try and sew it all together and think of the world as a system, and we study various components of that system at any given time.
So in effect, though, that you think, at least I think, the desert is an ecosystem, the Arctic is an ecosystem, you know, and so you study them separately, but also do you study how they interface with each other?
Yeah, well, and this is what I think is one of the most fantastic parts of my job, is that I essentially get to ask a very similar sort of ecological question, but I can do that in different parts of the world. And so, for example, locally here in the desert, we're looking at what happens when grasslands are replaced by shrublands and what that means in terms of how the sort of earth system interfaces, or I should say the land surface interfaces with the atmosphere. So there we're looking at exchanges of carbon dioxide, water, and energy between the land and the atmosphere. So these are very important things for understanding the implications for greenhouse warming and things like that.
But so what does happen when you replace grassland with shrubs?
Oh, we're still working
anything
on that
useful
one.
Or positive?
That's another show.
I know.
But it's a fascinating question. And what's happened here locally is that several hundred years ago when the first sort of Spaniards came through, you know, there was reports of basically grasslands for as far as you can see. And if you look at historical photos of Fort Bliss, for example, you're really hard-pressed to see a shrub anywhere in those photographs. So there was at that time, mesquite creosote bush was really quite rare and often confined to the mountains or arroyos and things like that. But over time, as a result of climate change, the way that we've changed sort of how we use the landscape, and we graze cattle here for a long period of time very intensively, we've essentially sort of tipped the ecosystem over a point at which it can come back. And so now we have our surrounding landscapes are predominantly shrublands.
I can see the impact visually. Does that have any significant impact upon sustainability, or it depends on what you're going to use the land for?
Exactly.
It's not positive or negative. It's just a fact.
It comes down to human. I mean, when you say sustainability, you're talking about a human value, you know, and or a human interpreted metric. So basically what we see is the productivity is probably about the same as it used to be. So in other words, shrubs are about as productive as the grasslands used to be. But the interesting thing is that the shrubs are tapping water sources that the grasses were not able to tap because obviously their roots are deeper. And so a lot of our sort of surface waters is, sort of think of those as sort of drying up over time.
Thank you very much, Craig Tweedy, professor from the Systems Ecology Laboratory at UT El Paso. This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of research on the campus to celebrate our 100th birthday. And my name is Keith Pannell.